And something that they'll be all, we'll all be proud of, you know. That was the third, and then the fourth one was Kulibu, teaching also capacity.
Okay,
that means that in only in terms of your infrastructure, in terms of your you know, Acadia, in terms of also the personnel,
okay,
you know, in terms of qualification of the personnel, no, and then you know, so apart from just having the right quality, you know, also we also here say bring the right numbers,
okay,
so that we can take care of the and then personal, you know, more of the right attitude, and do you have the right mindset, you know, are they well motivated?
Yeah.
So those are the four criteria. You know,
coincided
with my personal philosophy in a sense. I believe in transparency,
and accountability.
You know, and then also me really say Kulibu Teaching Hospital is one of the most important institutions in this country. Now, many people don't realize the contribution of Kulibu, in terms of what it's doing, because Oshia Kulibu, Kulibu every day, every weekday, piano, you share patients over about 2,000 patients every average day.
2,000?
Yes.
On the average, yes, average every day,
Ewo Kulibu.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, in terms of for example, operations, you know, Kulibu undertakes more than 20,000 operations every year.
20,000, yes. Like surgery.
The surgery, yes.
We have about 20,000 a year.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Nah, Kulibu, yeah. Is here can hospital, you share bed in the ABA, 100 bed capacity hospital, 200 bed capacity. Kulibu, how many beds?
Yes, that's about 1,800. But
1,800 bed capacity hospital.
Yes, yes, okay. We are Kikako 2,000.
CCR.
Because of the new centers now. About on stream.
1,800 bed hospital.
Yes, sir.
That's massive.
Yes. But Kulibu is the third biggest hospital in the whole of Africa.
The whole Africa.
Yeah.
Third biggest hospital.
Yes. In terms of the patient numbers.
Okay.
Any the output. And now Kulibu Kurano physically, you know, the size is actually one of the biggest. I've not seen any also there's what you say Kulibu.
Like land size, hospital in Sisono.
Yes.
It's one of the biggest.
Yes, yes.
In Africa.
In Africa, yes.
In the meaning, sir, and in the Kulibu staff strength, what are you saying?
Okay, into Kulibu pure Kulibu staff in Angasa there. Yeah, Kako and Pimwatri. That's 8,000.
8,000?
Yes.
Kulibu.
Yes.
Like staff and Kasa hospital in Itiyo Amuka directly.
Yes.
8,000.
Yeah, about 8,000.
Oh, that's massive.
Yes. And you know, say yeah, Koshe, and they say yeah, can the whole Kulibu community now.
Mm-hmm.
They say the medical school.
Yes.
Nursing school.
Nursing school.
Then,
no?
School of school of hygiene.
Yes.
Allied health professionals. Almost school. Dental school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the other institution, Ghana House Institute. The count of the nurses, the whole Kulibu community. You know, is really
massive. Massive. Yeah, it's true. It's true. But say, all those allied institutions, no, ever. People who manage them.
Yes.
The, you are not CEO of all those institutions.
No, I'm not CEO.
We're just for the hospital.
Just for the hospital.
Okay.
Yes. But the hospital owns a, as I said, the land is vested in the hospital.
Yes.
So all of these institutions, they interface with the hospital.
With the
so
hospital.
They have more management.
Okay.
Or more issues be of common. That's a multi-compound house.
Sure.
In some issues be of why it comes to the attention of the chief executive of Kulibu to,
okay,
deal,
to deal with those issues.
The issues we are existing in harmony.
Into Omoa directly, we are responsible for a staff 8,000.
Yes, 8,000. Yes, about 8,000.
Oh, but managing 8,000 people is a big deal.
Well, I said, Oman Peni manage the whole.
Okay, into who take it over now over the past 4 years? Because stories about Kulibu, I mean, growing up.